and still bought it.
Yeah.
But I forget what they call that dog. Some foreign country.
Yeah.
Some foreign country. Mm-hmm. But that's the only breed of dogs I ever seen in my life that didn't bark.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay, did you ever hear of, okay, you know the kind of bird that drills holes in the trees?
Well, we had two kinds in this country. When I was a boy, we had one that was a white bird with a red head.
It was white?
The bird was white, he had red head, and he had black wings, but the principal part of his body was white.
Mm-hmm.
We called him the old-time redhead peckerwood.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had another one that was a speckled bird, like a guinea, that we called a sapsucker. They were both long-billed birds that could drill holes into the wood.
Do you ever call a person a peck of wood?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
That means he's just a dilly-dally kind of a fellow. Didn't take much of an interest in anything you done or tried to do. Oh, you just a peck of wood.
Yeah.
That's an expression that people say to me.
Okay. What about a kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell?
So that's a skunk.
Any other name?
Polecat.
Okay. Suppose some animals have been coming and raiding your hen roost, and you didn't know what kind it was, whether it's possums or just, you know, just foxes or just what it was. You might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Kill that varmint. They call that, they say varmint.
Okay.
You don't know whether it was a possum, a skunk.
Yeah.
Or a poor coon, a fox, or whatever. So you say varmint.
Uh-huh.
People in those days said that varmint, whatever it might be.
Okay, and this is a bushy-tailed animal, get up in the trees.
That's a raccoon.
Okay, but something now that you see around in the city.
Yeah.
Smaller than that, a little gray or reddish animal.
Oh, that's...
Thing of squirrels. What different kinds of squirrels are there?
There's three or four different kinds. There's what we call a fox squirrel. That's a yellow underneath,
mm-hmm.
and a beautiful gray over his back,
mm-hmm.
and his tail is pretty dark. Then we got the gray squirrel. That he's white underneath,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a silver-looking tail.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the ground squirrel,
mm-hmm.
that's got two little stripes. Start right back of his head,
mm-hmm.
and run right down on each side of his backbone. And he's got a little tail about that long, and it's
about 3 inches.
Feather bend.
Yeah.
Spreads out just that way,
mm-hmm.
from each side.
I see.
The ground squirrel.
Did you ever hear of a boomer? Mountain boomer?
No, I don't know where it would be.
Okay. What kind of fish do you get around here?
Oh, well, we've got the old-time catfish, the suckers, white suckers, red suckers, red horse.
Red horse?
Red horse. Belongs to the sucker family.
Uh-huh.
They're big fish. And they
are good to eat?
Good to eat, yeah. Scale fish, they're scale fish. The old catfish, you know, he's a sign of skin fish. He hasn't got scales on.
Mm-hmm.
And this river's got a lot of those cat in it, got a lot of those red horse in it.
Mm-hmm.
And at their spawning time, they go to the shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great game here, they call it grab fishing.
Yeah.
Great game, these people take a big long pole, good strong line, tie two, three sets of three hooks wired together. And pitch over yon in that shoal up above,
mm-hmm.
and you go downstream, and you have a weight on this thing,
mm-hmm.